Hello, and welcome to A Nightmare Short Shot. My name is Roxanne Hernandez. Listen to First Girls by Jessica Luke Garcia, narrated by me, Roxanne Hernandez, right after this message.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hello again, it's Roxanne. Before we get started, I just want to share a quick story with you. I'm so excited to be the featured narrator here this month. I have known Stefan Rudnicki and Gabrielle DeCure for a very long time. And I owe my narration career to them. I won't go into the details of how we met at the Knightsbridge Theater in Pasadena, and how we were talking in the ticket booth one night, and Stefan and I were stuck on ticket duty, and I had no idea he was an audiobook producer or a narrator. I didn't know who he was, and I was just blabbing about how someday I wanted to narrate children's stories in Spanish so that those little kids growing up in the United States who were of Hispanic origin would actually remember how to speak Spanish and not forget it. Because that was my story. I grew up speaking Spanish at home, and the only reason I still hablar español is because my parents forced me to speak Spanish. But anyway, that's another story. But Stefan and Gabrielle gave me my very first chance to record an audiobook before I even knew what audiobooks were, before I listened to audiobooks. And let me tell you, I was terrible. I don't know why they hired me back. But they did. I can just say that both Stefan and Gabrielle are the most patient people in the world. The most patient people in the world, because I had a long way to go. I still have a long way to go, but I'm better now than I was then. Anyway, that's my story. Thank you so much, Stefan, for bringing me in to do this and for featuring me this month. I appreciate it so much. I appreciate you so much and Gabrielle so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now, here's First Girls by Jessica Luke Garcia, narrated by Roxanne Hernandez. We are the sluts who writhe beneath jockish hips in the woods, nails clawing, tongues heavy. We taste like plastic lip gloss, mics hard, hot sex. We're the sneak through the window teenage sleepover best friends. We're only the beginning. The motion picture reel unreeling. Our heads will roll before the credits do. We won't make it to the end. We never anticipate the danger. What danger? There was never danger before there was us. We're not like you, final girl, with your virgin's caution and instinct to survive. We're not survivors, though we might have liked to be. Our mothers didn't teach us to lock doors or tie tourniquets. We walk home alone at night. We never learned how to hide. Why would we need to? We never thought. When they kill us, they string us up for you to find like Christmas morning. It's how we know you love us. They wouldn't do it if it didn't hurt. We are the shots fired. The warning. Careful, girl. It could happen to you. This is our cosmic dichotomy. These are our roles. You will live through this. We always die first. And we are horny. We are so, so horny. Even from the grave, we're hot for it. Ready. We know all the tricks. We read them in Cosmo. Altoids and pop rocks and thumbs at the centers of our clenched fists. We giggle, twine fingers, lift shirts, and flash tits. We flirt with the slasher. We seal the deal with death. The boys who perish with us have the worst of it. They were raised on free pornography. No football scholarships for them now. Forever 18. We pass them amongst ourselves between hauntings like chapstick. On the coldest nights, when it's just us girls, we move together. We learn new tricks. We do it in the dark. We miss you, though. We do. We know what goes unspoken at our funerals. It means a lot to us when there's screen time, for one. It means the world to see you cry. The whole town always knew our wicked, wanton ways would lead us here eventually. Better, isn't it, to be the parable in your story rather than the tragedy of our own? We were asking for it, really. We're not stupid. We only played dumb for a laugh. The messages written in our blood read, "You're next." But that's not what they mean. They mean, "This is what you get." We understand, of course, when you forget about us. There's a killer in these streets and he wants you dead. No time to mourn. We help you when we can. Skin-prickling lips against the back of your neck, shattered china, phantom caresses through your soft skin, stirring up that gut feeling that can't be ignored. We create the ambiance. We lurk in the score between dissonant chords. But you're supposed to carry us with you in more than just spirit, you know. We're not heavy. Even alive, we barely weighed 115 wet. Would it honestly kill you to say our names after we're gone? We can be vindictive. We'll admit to that. It's shitty, but we're not used to being ignored. When you stumble in your frantic flight to freedom, sometimes it's our feet you trip over. The tire iron that clangs to the floor while you cower in the garage. A love note. Come on. Do it. Do something. Kill or die. Dying isn't hard. We do it all the time. It's just like kissing. Until it's not. If you want, we can show you how. Do you at least think of us after it's over? Wrapped in your safety blanket while the police sweep the scene? We're there. We haven't left you. We never will. You are the star, final girl. And we are the coffee-steam specters rising from the cup clutched in your trembling hands. We are the plot device, the hecatomb. As you wonder, is this really the end, or just the first of a franchise? We are the chilly wind sweeping through your hair. We could braid it for you. Never mind the blood. Fishtail, ladder, lattice, French. Just like old times. You have just heard First Girls by Jessica Luke Garcia, narrated by me, Roxanne Hernandez.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.
This story was taken from the pages of Nightmare Magazine, which is edited by Wendy Ann Wagner. The podcast is produced by Skyboat Media, and the story and podcast are copyright 2024. I'm Roxanne Hernandez. Thank you for listening.